B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Dolly Parton has this really incredible skill you probably don't know about, and she does it with Patti LaBelle. And I'm going to tell you what that is.
Patti LaBelle.
Coming up.
Okay.
But first, let's discuss the top news of the day.
All right.
I feel like this should have been an alert. Mm-hmm. A George Clooney alert.
Why?
Because he's in Massachusetts. Specifically, he was in Ipswich yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And so he is scouting locations for his new movie called The Tender Bar, which means that I like two things about this whole
movie. Well, just tell me that he'll have a better accent, Boston accent, than he had in The Perfect Storm.
I don't know if he's in it, but he might be directing it. You could only go up.
Yeah. You can only go up from there.
I saw he's directing it, and Ben Affleck has signed on to be in it.
Oh, good.
Well, at least Ben will do the accent.
Yes, exactly.
Right, so
apparently he visited Marcarelli's Fine Wine and Beer on Central Street in Ipswich on Monday.
Talking about your wheelhouse.
I know, right? Everything's coming together. He was wearing a mask, so you could only see half of his handsome face, which kind of stinks, but whatever. He's scouting locations for this book. It's a memoir about a kid who...
You know what he says?
Whose dad is a DJ,
and
the dad leaves, and then he finds friends in a local bar. It's so
right
up my alley,
yep.
Parked in my driveway, idling, waiting for
me to
get in.
Do you know what he said?
What'd he say?
That he's too old to be a heartthrob anymore.
That's not true.
That's what he said.
That's not true. I hate ageism when it comes to heartthrobs.
Yeah, he said, look, I'm too old to be a heartthrob.
When he was in his 70s, Paul Newman was on point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How on point?
On point. There's this movie called Nobody's Fool.
Yeah.
And he's so handsome in it, and he's like ancient, and
wow.
I love him.
And you'd say, yes, I would.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Yes, sir. Okay. What time, name the place.
All right. Oh,
anyway, the other thing I want to talk about, speaking of Ben Affleck.
You said it out loud.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
You had to make it weird.
Yeah, I mean, there's such thing as innuendo. Where you know, you don't necessarily.
I'm not gonna say yes to that.
There's a challenge for.
Don't take the easy low hanging fruit over there now. You know, you don't always have to say it. That's all.
Ben Affleck is being interviewed.
Yeah.
He's actually talking about his relationship with Jennifer Lopez. He says that. People were sexist, racist, and ugly and vicious.
Yeah.
And people would be fired if they wrote that kind of stuff about J-Lo.
Well, look at that.
You know, so he said she's lionized and respected for the work she did, where she came from, what she accomplished, as well as she blanking should be.
Mm.
But he said that people were horrible when they were dating. And then he said it wasn't an easy time for him either. I actually was in the very worst position you can be in this business, which is you can sell magazines, but not movie tickets. That is a good point. He said people were just saying you're worthless, you're talentless, you're a hack, you're a cad, you're a nobody, you're crap.
People said that to him?
Yeah, they were mean to him. They were mean to the both of them because they were just, they were tabloid fodder. That's it.
All right. Leave us feeling better. What do you got?
I'm going to leave you feeling better.
All right.
All right. What can Dolly Parton do that not a lot of people can do?
With her fingers.
That she did with Pat.
Right?
Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Now you made it weird.
Well, it's a talent. You said it.
All right, here you go.
She can basically
create a song. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I write a lot of songs when I don't have my guitar. Mm-hmm. You know, I beat around on the dashboard in my car when I'm riding around writing songs. But then I have a little rhythm that we can do with these acrylic nails. Can you do that?
Yep.
Oh, good. You want to play a little song for them? Get up close to your microphone. We're mic'd, right? Can you hear that? Mama, little children, love shortening, shortening. Mama, little children, love shortening bread. Mama, little children, love shortening, shortening. Mama, little children, love shortening bread. Wait, Patty.
That's just their fingernail.
Just their fingernail.
Awesome.
That was back in 87.
Yeah.
Bob loves songs about bread.
I know. He's like, ooh, yum.
I do. All right, you two. Challenge number three.
Oh.
Pick up the next cocktail jelly bean.
What color?
The yellow color. Go yellow on this one. Go ahead and put that in your mouths and tell me when you think you know what cocktail jelly bean that is. Okay?
It's a pina colada.
Do you like pina coladas?
You both say pina coladas?
Yep. Yep.
You are both correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very good. It's tied.
Yeah.
2-2.
Coconut. Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy on the coconut.
All right, three more to go. We'll see who wins the cocktail jelly bean challenge.
Need more rum.
I'm proud of you two. So far, man, I am impressed.
A lifetime of practice.
There we go. 6:51. Hey, Pat Benatar is worth $500 at 8 o'clock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.